This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
This is Vancouver Consumer on CKNW. I'm Martin Strong. If you're thinking about making some changes to your home, maybe a new kitchen or bathroom, or maybe even building a brand new home, our guest this afternoon has all the answers. You want to do it right and you want to do it on budget. We'll talk to the folks at the My House Design Build team. But first, it's a look at the consumer news from the past week. A Vancouver-based company is doing some interesting things with new antibody therapy treatments for COVID-19. And now the BC and federal governments are throwing in some money as well. AbCellera Biologics has announced a $700 million plan to add lab space, equipment, and technology at its manufacturing plant. This would be the first antibody therapy treatment for COVID. BC will provide $75 million, and the feds are contributing $225 million. AbCellera says the latest expansion will help it turn basic research into usable medicines while developing programs to get those medicines into clinical trials. It's just like Monopoly, the Canadian edition. A survey by real estate company Royal LePage shows that 11% of Canadians own an investment property, something that is not their principal residence. And half of those people say they plan to buy more. And nearly a quarter of those who don't own any investment property say they plan to buy something within 5 years. CEO Phil Soper says Canada used to have a very low vacancy rate in rental properties, but now it's even lower. And with rents rising faster than the underlying cost of living, buying an investment property is more attractive. Owners of Ford electric vehicles will get access to about 12,000 Tesla supercharger stations throughout Canada and the U.S. starting next year. Ford CEO Jim Farley and Tesla CEO Elon Musk announced the agreement today on Twitter. Farley calls it a huge move for the auto industry and all electric vehicle customers. Musk says he wants to use the network to support sustainable transportation. An 18-year-old from Chilliwack has been arrested for allegedly going double the speed limit on his motorcycle on a highway near Merritt. A BC Highway Patrol officer says this teenager was traveling about 209 Ks per hour in a 100 K per hour zone last week. The motorcycle driver tried to evade police by doing a U-turn, but he wiped out and was taken into custody by an RCMP officer. The driver is facing multiple charges and is set to appear in court next month. And what do you think? Cirque du Soleil, the video game. Does that sound fun? Well, either way, if you're a fan of Cirque du Soleil, you'll soon be able to create your own Cirque du Soleil show, complete with performers and crowds. The company is teaming up with metaverse game developer GameFam to create an online gaming experience on Roblox called Cirque du Soleil Tycoon. Cirque du Soleil says it hopes to tap into some of the more than 66 million daily active Roblox users and attract a new fan base with the game. It will be available for free this summer. This is Vancouver Consumer. I'm Martin Strong, and coming up, we'll talk to the folks at My House Design Build team on how to avoid the pitfalls when it comes to renovating your home or building a brand new one. That's coming up next.
This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
Welcome back. I'm Martin Strong, and this is Vancouver Consumer. And I don't have to tell you, home renovations are a big step, but the rewards of a home renovation done right are huge. Literally, they make your life better. But it's important to do it right. And to be sure of that, you want to call the right people. And that is where the My House Design Build team comes in. They are a full service operation from the planning stages to the finishing touches. They will handle it all. They'll also handle permits, make sure you get all the rebates you're entitled to. Their website is a great resource, myhousedesignbuild.com. You can see the work they've done, get some ideas for your own place, also see all the awards that they've won. They have free webinars that we'll tell you about in just a little bit, and a really cool event next Saturday called the My House Parade of Renovated Homes, the Parade of Homes. And to tell us about that, and we have a special guest who we'll be introduced to in just a second. But first up, it's our friend Graham Huguet from the My House Design Build team. Hi, Graham. How are you?
Hey, good afternoon, Martin. Wow, great weekend. We're excited. The summer's around the corner, and you mentioned the Parade of Homes. We always like kicking off the summer with our Parade of Homes, and we've got four homes that people can come out and see. Three of them are in completion, so they're able to see three different homes, three very relatable renovations that anybody could see doing in their home, and one that's in construction so they can see what we put people through.
Yeah. Well, it's such a great chance to see a bunch of different ideas for homes. And if you go to the website, it's myhousedesignbuild.com. You can register for that. And the day of the Parade of Homes, which is June 3rd, which is next Saturday, you'll find out the actual addresses of it. You just tell people where they are, and then the day of, you tell them exactly where it is, right?
Well, actually, you register, go onto our website, right on the homepage, it'll say Parade of Homes, click on that button. It will allow you to register, and you must register for us to send you the addresses, and we will send them out next week prior to Saturday. The parade goes from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m., and if you register, you must show up with photo ID that matches the registration, and we do that for privacy and security for the homeowners who are gracious to open their homes to us, and so that you must register on our website to be able to get that information and then to have your name listed, so the person that shows up with ID must match that person who registered.
Very cool. The Parade of Homes next Saturday on June 3rd, and you can go to myhousedesignbuild.com, and you can also register for a webinar. We'll tell you about those. There's one coming up on Thursday, from 7 to 8:15, absolutely free, and it's health and energy efficient renovations and custom homes. There's also one coming up for kitchens and baths, multi-generational aging in place, and condos and townhomes. And we'll talk a little bit about those webinars that are coming up. But first, Graham, you have brought along a special guest to Vancouver Consumer today. So why don't you introduce our guest?
Absolutely. Well, I'm excited to share with you Morgan Weldrick. She's been with us for 10 years as our senior designer, and she is both a local, provincial, and a national award-winning designer, interior designer, working on exterior design, and just helping all of our clients just have a better home. And so, welcome, Morgan. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Hi, Morgan. And it's great to have you, because we talk to Graham all the time, and I always hear about the team, because it is the My House Design Build team. And I mean, tell us what it's like to be part of the My House Design Build team.
Well, I think with any career and any job, you know, speaking personally, doing design, you could do it anywhere, but what really makes a difference is the people that you get to work with on a daily basis and the office culture that you get to experience. And so one of the major reasons why I've been at My House and been happy there for so long is that Graham and the management team really does a good job qualifying and vetting the people that they bring on board. And so everybody that I get to work with is a joy to work with. and ultimately, I think that makes the biggest difference.
Right. And you're an interior designer. You have all sorts of qualifications for this. How important is it that people get some assistance from a qualified interior designer when they're renovating their home?
I think it's very important, actually. When you hire a designer or you hire a company that employs a designer, what that designer does is they sort of take the noise out of the design process. Instead of you going to a tile store and looking at, you know, 2,000 different tiles, a lot of clients can get overwhelmed by that. It's the designer's job to understand your tastes, interests and understand what you're looking to achieve, and then narrow down that scope so that you don't have that overwhelming experience of sensory overload and so many options to choose from. Your designer would streamline the process and make the selection of those items a lot easier for you. So it takes the stress out of that. And additionally, the designer also liaises between the clients and the construction team. So it's our job to compile all of the information of what the client wants to accomplish for their renovation or their new build, and then present that to the construction team in a clear, concise, organized way, so that once we get into construction, the team doesn't have a bunch of questions and they don't have to necessarily bother the homeowners for those questions for anything that does come up. The designer's there to understand the end goal and basically coordinate with the construction team to make sure that the client's vision is realized.
Right. And Graham, Morgan has been with you for a long time, and you're always so proud when you talk about the people on the team at the My House Design Build team about how long they've been with you. That's really important to you, isn't it?
It is, because, you know, to have a culture, a good culture, you know, people do come and go in this industry. The industry, you know, people aren't always at the same company or maybe in the same role all the time. We are just very fortunate and blessed that we have so many people that have chosen to be with us this long. And as Morgan said, it makes it more enjoyable when you have great relationships with the people you work with on a daily basis, let alone great customers. We have great clients and we love the projects we do, and it just makes every day a lot more enjoyable, that's for sure.
Right. And we were talking about the Parade of Homes, which is next Saturday, June 3rd, and it's four homes, three completed, one is under construction, and it's your chance to go to myhousedesignbuild.com, register, and then see these homes. And I'll let you guys talk about what you're most proud of. I mean, Morgan, you had a big hand in all of these homes. Talk about what you're most proud of with what people will see at the Parade of Homes next Saturday.
Well, I believe each home is going to offer something different. So we're liking to showcase sort of a broad portfolio of different styles and tastes available. I'm really proud of the Surrey residence myself. It's quite a modern, minimal, clean-lined look. And it feels quite avant-garde to me in a sense that it's unique in its simplicity. And that doesn't mean that it's boring, for lack of a better word. There's definitely drama in simplicity. And you can see the structure of the home has altered significantly to really create a dynamic living space. And the clients, they don't like clutter and fuss. They like clean, simple, neutral. And I think that job was really successful in accomplishing their goals and their needs. In addition to even the way that we designed the mechanical systems and the insulation to create a healthy home for them as well.
Right. How about you, Graham? What are you most excited about for Saturday?
Well, you know, sharing four different projects, like Morgan said, is the key. And so that all the projects are easy and accessible off the number one freeway. So you can see all four of these. There's one in Surrey, as Morgan pointed out, and it's right near the Portman Bridge. We have two in Burnaby in the Brentwood area, one of which Morgan will be at. So you can come to that house and just look for the Burnaby Homes. Morgan will be there, get your questions answered about the process and what her role would be. And there's another Burnaby home that's under construction. And then we have one in Vancouver. And as Morgan said, they're all very unique and different, but I use the word relatable. Every single one of the projects that you will see, people will relate to them. They'll relate to maybe the style of the home, what the house used to be, and then they'll relate to the fact that, you know, these aren't over-the-top renovations. They're accessible and things that people can have done on your home.
And I love, Graham, how there's always some completed homes. Like on Saturday, there'll be three of them that are finished and you get a sense of what it's like, the finished products. But one of them is under construction. And how important do you think it is for people who are thinking about renovating to see a house that's still under construction, a renovation?
It's really important because, you know, if you're renovating even a small part of your home, let's just say your kitchen, and a lot of people ask us, well, can I live in my house while you're renovating my kitchen? And a lot of our clients do. You know, it's important to see, what do you go through? What is it that is going to be taken apart and put back together? And how is that going to work? So it's really important to go to job sites that are relatable. Now, the house in Burnaby happens to be a multi-generational home that we're under construction. So it's a 1950s bungalow style home that you see so many of around Vancouver. And we have stripped it down. So we're in the framing stage. You're going to be able to see what our framing changes have been, and they are dramatic. How we've made a suite in the basement. So it'll be a legal suite in the basement. They will have another relative in. And then you'll also be able to see some of the mechanics and the electronics and so forth that we are wiring and getting ready in place before we're ready for insulation. So the house is under construction, so don't wear high heels. and wear some flat-soled shoes to visit that site. And probably not a good site for young children. But, you know, go and see what happens in a renovation construction site.
Very cool. We're talking to Graham Huguet from the My House Design Build team, and Graham's special guest today, interior designer Morgan Weldrick. And you mentioned multi-generational and the phrase aging in place. And I know Morgan specializes in that, aging in place, homes that are multi-generational. Sometimes the grandparents live there. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that when Vancouver Consumer continues. We're talking to Graham and Morgan. And the My House Design Build team has the Parade of Homes next Saturday. As I say, it is June 3rd. And if you want to register, it's really easy and it's free. You just go to myhousedesignbuild.com. and register. And you can also register for one of their free webinars. They go Thursdays from 7 p.m. to 8:15 p.m. The next one is this coming Thursday, June 1st, Healthy and Energy Efficient Renovations and Custom Homes. And then the following Thursday, June 8th, it's the Kitchen and Bath webinar. And the next week, it's Renovations for Multi-Generational Aging in Place and Accessibility. And then the following Thursday, June 22nd, it's Condos and Townhouses. So it's all there at the myhousedesignbuild.com website. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about that trend of multi-generational homes with our guests, Graham Huguet and Morgan Weldrick from the My House Design Build team. I'm Martin Strong. It's Vancouver Consumer, and we'll be right back.
This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
Welcome back. I'm Martin Strong. It's Vancouver Consumer, and we are talking to Graham Huguet from the My House Design Build team. MyHouseDesignBuild.com is the website. And Graham has brought one of his team members, interior designer Morgan Weldrick, is with us as well. And we've been talking about the Parade of Homes, which is next Saturday, June 3rd. And it's really easy to register. Just go to the myhousedesignbuild.com website. It's absolutely free. And you can go see these four homes. Three of them are completed. One is still under construction. And you can get a sense of how that all goes. And before the break, we were talking about multi-generational homes. And I can't think of a trend, especially in Vancouver with home prices the way they are, a trend that seems to make a lot of sense. You know, kids moving in with their parents, grandparents moving in with their sons and daughters. And they don't want to just all live in the same house. They want to have their own space, I'm guessing. So Morgan, as an interior designer, I guess there's a lot of challenges with multi-generational homes, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that we have to take into consideration when designing for many generations living in one space. From as simple as child safety, if they're little and toddling around, all the way up to accessibility and mobility for family members who may have physical impairments. So we have to think about, you know, how are those spaces going to function and what's going to be the best use of the space to give them the home that they need and that works for them.
Right. And I guess for some people, they're living with their parents or they're living with their children, but they want a kind of a separate living situation or at least a sense of their own privacy.
I guess
that's important.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's very important for each sort of individual family within the whole family unit to have that privacy and a sense of space. I don't imagine there's anything harder than moving into a home that doesn't feel like your home or your space and trying to make it work. I think a lot of people might naturally feel displaced in that kind of an environment. So we really like to design individually for each of the family members or the family units within the home and and make sure that everybody feels like they have a place and a space that's unique to their own while they can still interact with their family.
And Martin, Grant, you know, on the Parade of Homes this coming Saturday, next Saturday, from 10 till 3, three of the houses that we have on the parade are multi-generational. One that Morgan is the lead designer on in Surrey, where we've basically created almost like a stratted home where the bottom floor is a complete suite all to itself, a three-bedroom self-contained suite for the parents with, you know, talking about mobility, access, all of those things being addressed. And then the top floor for the kids and the grandkids, if you will. And they're both very unique, and they've been designed with their own personal sense of style. Morgan, what would you talk about that home specifically? What do you see some of the key things that people can come and appreciate?
Well, I think the single floor living for the grandparents as they age, you know, eliminating the stairs. Otherwise, we look at alternative solutions for family members who may have mobility issues. But in this unique case, having sort of a single floor living for the parents works really well. And then we added blocking in the walls to accommodate future grab bars, thinking about as the parents age, what will their needs be? They don't necessarily need the grab bars now to help them in the shower or in the washroom and other areas, but down the road, that's something that we definitely took into consideration and planned to future-proof for them so that it's a simple installation for them when the need arises.
No, that's a great point. Planning for the future, Martin.
Yeah, planning for the future. I love that idea of actually putting things in the wall so it's easier to put those grab bars in. That's very cool. We're talking about the Parade of Homes. It's next Saturday, June 3rd. And if you go to myhousedesignbuild.com, you can register. It's absolutely free. You can see four homes. Three of them are complete. One is under construction, so you can get a sense of what that looks like. And if you go to myhousedesignbuild.com, and if you're interested in maybe a renovation that involves multi-generational facets, maybe you want to create a place for your children to move into, or maybe your parents to move into. On Thursday, June 15th, there's a webinar on the website, 7 to 8:15. This Thursday, June 1st, it's healthy and energy efficient renovations and custom homes. So let's talk a little bit about those webinars. Graham, I know you love to do those. It's your chance to kind of sit back and talk with people. Let's talk a little bit about the energy efficient side of all this, because the My House Design Build team kind of specializes in net zero homes and making homes more efficient.
Right. We've talked about renovations a lot, but we also design and build custom homes as well. But we're always talking to people about being creating a more healthy living and a more energy efficient space, whether it's a renovation, whether it's a small renovation or a whole house renovation or a new home. And so I actually will be leading that webinar this coming Thursday. And we get into lots of different examples of what that can look like and what type of equipment that might involve. But also, more importantly, just what is the how are we building the envelope of a house? And it's really great on the Parade of Homes next Saturday. And by the way, just to mention, Martin, you need to register on our website to attend, because we will send you the addresses only to those who register. We will not be publicly putting those addresses out for privacy and security, and that you need to bring photo ID to attend the parade that match whoever registered. But I bring that parade up because even if you're looking to build a new home, and we're showing you renovations, we're going to explain to you how we rebuild or build a new wall, and how you build that wall more energy efficiently, and how what type of windows go in place. What's the difference between double glazed and triple glazed, or different types of glass? We'll be able to show you those examples on the parade, and I'm going to be talking about that also at the webinar. So we're going to talk about it on Thursday night, but you'll be able to go to the parade and actually physically see what we talked about on Thursday night.
Right. And Morgan, as an interior designer, how does the idea of making a home more energy efficient, how does that enter into your world of interior design?
It impacts a lot of the materials that I assist the clients with specifying, from windows to doors, and it even impacts sometimes the wall structure itself, which has a snowball effect. For example, in a renovation, if the home is older and it has 2x4 construction, the amount of insulation that fits in a 2x4 exterior wall doesn't meet current codes. So we'll often have to fur out that wall or thicken that wall so that we can fit in more insulation to meet current codes. But what that does is it means you're losing a little bit of space on the inside of your home to accommodate that, and thus things like the kitchen would have to be modified. It won't be the exact same size and dimension as it was before, because we want to make sure that, you know, having a beautiful house is one thing, but if your beautiful house leaks all your hot air, you're not going to be very happy about it. So we want to make sure that your beautiful house also functions and keeps you comfortable at the same time.
Right. It's Vancouver Consumer, and we're talking to the folks at the My House Design Build team, our friend Graham Huguet, and Graham has brought a special guest, interior designer Morgan Weldrick, and it just kind of gives you an idea about the team at the My House Design Build team. You have somebody for every single facet of any job you do, whether it's a custom home or a small renovation. And it's kind of interesting. So Graham, what do you say to people who are listening and thinking, well, I'm thinking about a renovation or some other kind of job, and I want to get in touch with the My House Design Build team. Sort of what's the process for people getting started?
Well, if you're doing a renovation, we'll come to you. We don't charge for that. It's complimentary. It's best for us to come to your home. You put on the coffee pot, maybe a cookie or two, and we can see your home, have a discussion. What are you thinking of doing? And that's whether it's a small renovation, whether you're renovating a single space like a kitchen or a basement or a master suite, or you're looking in exterior or landscaping or adding a deck or a covered space, whatever it is. We'll come to your home and talk to you. If it's a custom home or a laneway, it's best to make an appointment, come into our office where we can go through examples of plans and ideas to choose from and to start the discussion. So we just start with a conversation. A great place to check us out and check out what you might be going through is next Saturday, the Parade of Homes from 10 till 3 p.m. Go onto our website, register for the Parade of Renovated Homes. It's free. I'll be at one of the homes. Morgan will be at one of the homes. Come meet our designers. Come meet our production team at our various projects. We have a project in Surrey, two in Burnaby, one in Vancouver. Just come out and meet us, get your questions answered, and start the process with someone. It takes time to design and plan and permit and then to construct any type of renovation or new home. So get started in the process now.
And Morgan, people can come out and meet you. It must be fun to, you know, you spend so much time, you know, envisioning and building, and you can, you know, be in front of your creation and answer questions. It must be fun.
Yeah, that's really one of my favorite parts of my job, being in a creative field. You know, you can imagine things in your head, and you can put things together, and you can even render them in the computer programs to do a 3D walkthrough, but nothing is equivalent to standing in a finished space that you got to help clients design.
Yeah, so go and say hi to Morgan. You can say hi to Graham Hugue. It's the Parade of Homes. It's next Saturday. June 3rd, just go to their website, myhousedesignbuild.com. You can register. And as Graham says, once you register, they'll give you the address. They're not going to make the address public because that's the way they do business. It's a privacy concern and it's all above board. So go to myhousedesignbuild.com. And I wish you guys the best of luck next Saturday. I hope you have fun. Maybe I'll drop by one of the houses, come see you, and best of luck. Thanks for being here.
Come visit us, Martin. Looking forward to seeing you.
Right on.
That would be great.
That's Graham Hugue and Morgan Weldrick, and they are part of the My House Design Build team. And as I say, go to myhousedesignbuild.com. Or you can also call them at 604-MY-HOUSE. And don't forget, it's the Parade of Homes next Saturday, June 3rd. And register and you can go out and meet Graham and Morgan. And when the Vancouver Consumer Program continues, he was one of Vancouver's great Olympic medal winning athletes, but not a lot of people remember him these days. It's the story of Harry Jerome when Vancouver Consumer continues right after this. I'm Martin Strong.
This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
Welcome back. I'm Martin Strong. Today was a big day in history for high school sports in Greater Vancouver. It was May 27th, 1959. That 19,000 people packed into Empire Stadium to watch 18-year-old sprinter Harry Jerome break the local speed record for the 220-yard dash. It was a record crowd for a high school sporting event in this city, and the city was buzzing about it. According to the Vancouver Province, the North Vancouver High School student Harry Jerome, quote, amazed all who watched with his phenomenal speed and grace. Jerome's official time for the 220 yards would be 21.9 seconds, which beat the previous record set the year before by just 0.1 second. That had been set by another Vancouverite, Percy Williams. Williams would go on to win two gold medals at the Amsterdam Olympics and is still well remembered as one of Vancouver's great Olympians. But there was a difference between Percy Williams and Harry Jerome, and it was the color of their skin. Harry Jerome was black. Racism dogged Harry and his family from the day they moved to North Vancouver in 1951. Harry's sister, Valerie, remembers the first day they showed up at school there, greeted by some kids pelting them with rocks. And despite hearing the N-word all too often from the stands at high school events, Jerome was able to concentrate on track and field, and he found himself at Empire Stadium that night in 1959. After beating that record, Harry Jerome became a star in Vancouver, even though he was still working on getting out of grade 12. He did, and eventually got a scholarship to the University of Oregon. He would go on to win a gold medal at the Commonwealth Games. And that's when the pressure started. By the time Jerome showed up in Rome for the 1960 Olympics, the local press here was predicting gold. Anything less would be failure. Then, in the semifinals, Jerome pulled a muscle and would have to withdraw from the Olympics. And that's when many in the media turned on him, calling him a quitter in some cases. 2 years later, when he suffered a similar injury at the British Empire Games in 1962, the coverage got even worse. Some in the press even referring to any kind of failure as, quote, pulling a Jerome. But Harry Jerome was anything but a quitter. 2 years after the British Empire Games, Jerome defied the odds and won an Olympic bronze medal in the 100 meters at the 1964 Tokyo Olympic Games. Jerome set 7 world records in his career. In 1960, he tied the world record in the 100-meter dash. And really, that's a race that in many ways determines who the fastest human on Earth is. After he retired from athletics, Jerome went on to promote sports and inspire future athletes. In 1982, though, he died from a brain aneurysm at the young age of 42. Harry Jerome, it's a name that should be right up there with all the other greats in BC sports, but is sometimes forgotten. And it was on this day, May 27th, 1959, that an 18-year-old Harry Jerome set his first big record in front of 19,000 fans at Empire Stadium. This is Vancouver Consumer. We'll be back next Saturday at 2 p.m. As usual, I want to thank our producer, Leo Coelho. I'm Martin Strong. The news on CKNW is next.
The proceeding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.